Hey, I'm Bex, and this is Fun Kids Meet, the podcast where we meet your heroes. Recently, I caught up with Jacob Tremblay about the awesome movie on Netflix, My Father's Dragon. Now, it was actually around the time of Jacob's birthday, so we decided to surprise him. Well, first of all, Jacob, before I start, I believe it was your birthday a couple of days ago?
Yeah, on the 5th.
So we got you a little birthday card.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Thank you so much.
We're Fun Kids Radio, we celebrate birthdays. So yeah, we got you a little birthday card just to say
thank you
birthday.
So much. That's so kind of you.
No problem. I also drew a dragon on the back of it because...
that's good. Yeah, that's perfect.
I thought, you know, animated film, I've got to up my game here. So that's what I did. So how was your birthday?
My birthday was great. I did school, got home, and I decided, I'm going to celebrate it when I get back because it was like a travel day.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm hoping to get together with friends and have a nice party. Should I open
this? Yeah, go for it, man. Yeah. It's no expense bet.
you totally did not have to do this.
Well, we noticed it was your birthday, and we just thought,
you know
what?
Thank you very much.
Not
at
all.
You made my day. Thank you.
So we just thought we'd give you a birthday card, and then I put some dragon puns in there, and then you can hang it up.
Awesome. Perfect. Thank you so much.
No worries, man. So tell us a little bit about the film. Like, what was the thing that drew you to it? Was the fact you got to play an amazing kind of dragon-related character, that you got to go and travels with a dragon? What was the thing you loved about it?
I just loved how creative it was. I mean, I'd never read a script like it before, and just working with Gaten was so great because he just played the role so perfectly.
Sure.
And we actually got the chance to be able to record together. And it was amazing because his emotions were so powerful, and it really, fed mine. So it was just a great experience.
Yeah, what was it like working together? Did you stand opposite each other? Were you next to each other? How did it work?
Yeah, it was opposite. We had like my booth and then his booth, and then for like the first like moment, it was like awkward because it was like this was my first like big animation. So I was a bit nervous too. But then after working with Nora and Gaten, I just felt so comfortable, and I was so excited to go into work the next day.
That's not a bad thing to do, is it?
Yeah.
When you're excited to go to work, that's the dream.
This is very true, yeah.
That's amazing. So what's the difference between voice acting and like acting on film as yourself?
I would say that the thing about acting in real life is that there's a lot of aspects that go into your performance, like your costume and, the set you're on. It really helps you get into it. For animation, you don't really have it that much. But thank God Gaten was there because, it just really helped with my performance, just, like, getting into it. And I think he just suited the character so well. And Nora is such an amazing director. And,
sure.
she really pushed me to have, like, a bigger performance because I was so used to kind of, like, that I guess like realistic performance, and I guess like for animation is that sometimes in live action a lot of it is like in your facial expressions.
Yeah, of course.
And for animation you can't really display that as much, so it's you really have to practice doing a lot through your voice.
And did you, I know you weren't a dragon, but did you practice doing some dragon roars? Did you fancy getting involved?
I wish. I mean, I'm sure Gaten probably would have. He was feeling a bit like he had a sore throat during filming, though.
All right.
Or I guess not filming, recording. But even so, he did a great job. I don't know. I never practiced any dragon roars, though. I wish I'd. I mean, realistically speaking, though, when I was like 5, I'm pretty sure I had a pretty good one. I mean, after watching all those Jurassic Park movies, I was
Well, sure. Yeah, of course. You have channeled it, probably.
I channeled it, yeah.
Speaking of which, if you had a dragon, what would you do with it? Would you fly it? Would you make it light your candles on your birthday cake with its fire? What would you do?
If I had it on my birthday, I'd definitely light some candles. I mean, some big candles, too. Do some fireworks. That'd be so cool. I think I'd do a lot of flying. I mean, there would be no purpose in, like, getting a car at that point because you could, like, fly anywhere. I mean, I'm 16 now, so in Canada I can get my learner's license.
Oh, great.
But, which is very exciting. But, yeah, if I had a dragon, I mean, that'd just be just, like, flying me to school, that kind of stuff. It'd be, like, never-ending story where I'm just, like, flying through the city.
I'd love that. You'd be like, see you later, guys, bye.
Yeah, see ya. I'm on my dragon now, yeah.
Oh, Jacob, thank you so much for chatting to us all
about
the film. And happy birthday again.
Thank you very much.
Cool.
Thank you for the card.
No worries,
it means
man.
A lot.
See you later.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness, I love Jacob Tremblay. What a lovely guy he was, and he was very chuffed with that birthday card. Now, if you love this podcast and you love interviews with big movie stars, then check out Stream It. That's our dedicated film and TV podcast, and it is properly brilliant.